Claudette is with us from Wellington. Thanks, Claudette. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. Yes, very sad. Aroha, thoughts, prayers with the whānau of our whānau.
Yeah.
Very, very sad indeed. Aroha mai. Well, the National-led coalition government, they've clawed their way back. They've clawed their some ground back from the latest, in the latest One News Variant political poll, with a combined 64 seats between the three parties. They were flagging behind on a couple of points in the last taxpayer courier poll. National is up 2 points, 38, Labour down 1 to 29, Greens are down 1 to 13. At steady on 7, and New Zealand First, they're up almost 2 points to 6%. Te Pāti Māori are down slightly on 3%. Opportunities Party are up, and, well, you know, these are the outside parties, Opportunity Party. Preferred Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, 23%. Chris Hipkins, 18%. No real change there, except Chris Hipkins, who went up slightly. Chloe Swarbrook, 6%, and Winston Peters on 4%. Now, National, ACT and New Zealand First have agreed, or ACT New Zealand First has agreed to disagree about how the COVID-19 inquiry should proceed in the first public rupture between the coalition parties. The Public Service Commission has confirmed it will lose 28 of its staff, more than 10% of its entire workforce. That's very sad for those whānau. Following up on an interview you did, Dale, with Penny Henare on Monday about our matua Matu Clendon, just to recap, the Department of Conservation has ordered our rangatira, who is 85 years old. He also has an Order of New Zealand Merit Award, Matu Clendon. He has been asked to leave Moturua Island, north of Matauri Bay, into Taitukarau, after he returned to his Ukaipō in early May. Now, Matua Clendon gave evidence to the Waitangi Tribunal about how central and local government agencies colluded to take the land from his whānau, and he says he doesn't have enough time to wait for the Ngāpuhi settlement to be concluded. Penny Henare says he raised the case last week during budget scrutiny with Tama Pōtaka in his roles as Minister of both Conservation and Māori Affairs. And so yesterday I raised the issue with Treaty Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith. Here we are here.
Minister, there's a long-standing issue in Te Taitokerau with Matu Clendon and Moturua and his claim on that motu because his whānau owned it. It's impacting on the settlement for Ngāpuhi. Are you across that?
I've had some information about it, yeah.
And so what do you intend to do about it? Because it's not just with Te Arawhiti. Actually, it's a cross-portfolio issue.
Yeah.
So what's the discussion you're having with cross-portfolio?
Well, I've just received some advice on it, but I haven't got anything particular that I want to say about that this morning.
But are you concerned, though, that this will hold up in the negotiations with Ngāpuhi?
I don't think it's the only thing that is an issue when it comes to the Ngāpuhi settlement. There are lots of issues and a range of ideas and different views, and so we're working our way through that, and we're hopeful that we can make some progress.
Will you be meeting with Matua Clendon?
Not immediately, but I wouldn't rule it out.
And the government has committed $604 million over 4 years in extra Pharmac funding to cover up to 54 new medicines, including 26 cancer drugs, and you've spoken about this week on your program. Well, ministers scrambled to fix the Nationals' broken election promise after it failed to fund 13 specific cancer treatments in last month's budget, and that infuriated and upset patients. Minister Shane Retty says over 170,000 people will now benefit from the announcement. So I asked the minister how many of those 170,000 are Māori. Is Minister Reti?
Oh, I don't know that answer. What we do know is that the Māori are disproportionately represented in a number of statistics, particularly in lung cancer, but I don't have absolute numbers for how many are Māori.
But do you expect a concerted communications program out and amongst Hapori Māori specifically to ensure that there is availability of these rongo?
I expect a communication package that deals to what the accessibility is, how people access that across all of the 175,000 people.
So the whānau and Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Wai and Te Ngāti Kuri and Te Nāwhihi are going to be advantaged in this?
Yeah, as part of the 175,000 and that recognition that Māori are disproportionately represented in cancer statistics, they should see themselves in this package.
So, Minister, you had no problem with saying aroha mai, apologising for the lack of communication and the slow delivery of this. Why was the boss, the Prime Minister, not so quick to apologise?
I think you heard yesterday when he said we apologise, the we was inclusive, and I've certainly, as you heard me say in my opening remarks yesterday, we could and should have done a better job with that communication initially.
Yeah, nah. And coincidentally, but sadly, I did, and it is about Te Tai Rāwhiti, I asked Transport Minister Simeon Brown, actually I've asked him time and time again what he's doing for State Highway 35. Now, following the wonderful hui investiture for Tā Herewini Parata, which was a gloriously sunny day, the very next day, of course, the heavens opened up, closed the highway, and just on that Sunday, it closed the highway between Te Araroa and Gisborne, and now, of course, it's much of that area around Te Karaka is completely cut off. So here's me and Minister Brown.
Can I just ask you about State Highway 35? I ask you all the time about State Highway 35. Thank goodness it was great weather in the investiture. The day after, though, washed out, flooded out. Te Araroa couldn't make it to Gisborne and vice versa. Yes. Anything on the map?
As announced in the budget included full funding for the recovery of the state highways affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. So NZTA now has that money and is now working to make sure that money goes to fixing those roads.
You can talk directly to those whānau up and down that highway in that rohe that they will be attended to immediately?
So the budget includes funding for the full recovery of the state highways which were impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle and North Island weather events.
But for those whānau on State Highway 35, when will they get dealt in?
The agency now has that money and they will be working to roll that out and get those roads fixed based with the funding which we've now allocated in the budget.
Yeah. And on Parimata Pātai this afternoon at 6:30, I get reaction and responses from inside Parliament on Minister Pōtaka's conservation comment during budget scrutiny, and he said which species to save depends on how much it costs. But of course, for Te Ao Māori, they're more than species. They're tūpuna taonga. So I spoke with Ngāti Hine Tōhunga, as you did as well, Dale, Kevin Prime, and asked him what he made of the Minister's comments. Here's the Minister's comment, and then talking about Kevin Prime's response.
Given that there's, 4,300 plus species that are threatened or at risk, and others that we lack data on, if we say, hand on heart, we're going to save every single species and get it out of a space where it's endangered or at risk, I don't know, I wouldn't want to imagine the cost, but that is literally hundreds of billions, maybe trillions of dollars.
Would Ngāti Hine be okay if we eventually lost the cocoa, as an example?
No, well, that won't be okay. I mean, those are all part of our taonga. Kia mātou rei tohu tēnā, you know, it is to us that is a relevance in our tikanga about, you know, protecting us from ngā wairua kino.
A cocoa or namatahi, they call it in Ngāti Hine, it's a zudu. And so that is Parimata Pātai, as well as a reaction from Te Pāti Māori to Tamitha Paul's question in the House yesterday to Minister of Children Karen Chaw on the Youth Serious Offending Declaration. That's on Parimata Pātai, 6:30 this evening.
Thanks very much, Claudette. Appreciate that, and all the best to you. For Matariki, we'll be taking feeds from elsewhere on Friday.